Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 爱心九罗贝。
I'm 陈璇。Now, the Sixth World Laureates Forum concluded today in Lingang area, Pudong. As an important part of the Mobius Forum, 60 top scientists, including 16 Nobel Prize laureates, weighed in on the value of science education. Sun Siqi has a story.
Scientists agreed that a solid scientific education is quintessential to the future of humanity, where the younger generation is trained to think scientifically and learn to persist until the problem is solved, like researchers do.
We should be very open-minded and see what's actually happening in other industries, because the ideas might actually come from there.
Over the three-day World Laureates Forum, more than 300 scientists were able to make new connections. 57 scientists were involved in a three-day relay speech that covered a dozen areas, including physics, chemistry, and biology.
I'm already getting lots of questions from young scientists, and that makes it worthwhile coming to a meeting like this.
The hope is that as this continues to grow in influence, that it will cement a long-term, stable,collaborative, collegial interaction between the East and West.
About 5,000 visitors also attended the forum. Scientists called on society to remain enthusiastic about basic science, which broadens the frontier of knowledge before it can be applied in the real world. This is Qizhang Life.
While the world is facing some downturn pressure on economic growth, consumer brands companies at the CIIE are optimistic about the growth potential in China, choosing the country as a major destination to launch new products. Zhang Shixuan has more.
The colorful bricks have once again been under the spotlight at the expo this year, where more new possibilities have been figured out with more typical Chinese styles. The Lego Group debuted four new toy sets at its booth,where people can find familiar characters from the Chinese famous literature Journey to the West, the Chinese zodiac and symbols of good fortune like the dragon, among others.
One of our products is the Ha Lake City Shopping Mall. Actually, there's a lot of elements in this model. There's a noodle shop and also the bubble tea. These are also very Chinese, you know, culture, and we want to bring these elements.To the global portfolio, which we can have our Chinese culture to influence more, you know, international consumers.
Lego has been launching new products featuring Chinese elements at CIIE for 6 years now. So drawing on Chinese culture and traditions for its modern toys isn't just a one-off. It's turning into real business, not just in China, but also worldwide.
Actually, they are more.You know, excited than we expected. For example, like, you know, Monkey Key actually sold very well in US market. Actually, this is a tailor-made for China product line. And we launched like 4 years ago. And also these, like, you know, a Chinese element, actually bubble tea is also very popular in the Europe markets. So they also very love this kind of elements that they see it and then can feel it and they can view it.
As the only series developed from a single country's culture and stories, the series is to celebrate its fifth anniversary next year. The company also held a seminar at its booth, where the design master of the group and the company's first designer from the Chinese mainland shared the details about the series.
Since China announced the goal of reaching carbon emissions peak by 2030 and carbon neutrality by 2060,Green development has been among the top priorities for consumer goods brands. So this year, clothing, cosmetics, and sporting brands are all showing off their latest eco-friendly initiatives.
Japanese sporting brand Asics made a China debut of a pair of running shoes at the expo, whose shoe midsoles use an eco-friendly material that helps reduce the carbon footprint of the whole production process.
We started the local production from 2020. Yeah, so there were...that means the China specific, Chinese for Chinese market specific products, and also Chinese market specific service, basketball, volleyball, tennis, and table tennis, and badminton. By introducing our specific technology and our specific material, we produce high functionality product for Chinese consumers.
Japanese cosmetics group Shiseido is making the first appearance of its latest move in sustainable development outside Japan.A new technology take helps make the bottle of one of its iconic products 100% recyclable.
After the being exhibited in the CIIE, we were planning to launch that this refill services at the Shiseido counter at the Pudong Liaohuan department store in Shanghai. Of course, we are recognized a little bit to change the market dynamics in short term, but we are strongly believe that China market is strong to further grow. We have determined to invest with confidence to China markets.
And Canadian apparel maker Canada Goose was also among the many brands showcasing their iconic products at this year's event.
We've been in China for 5 years, and we've opened close to 30 stores now. China, as a percentage of our sales, has become a material part of our sales. Last quarter, China grew 60% over the last year, quarter on quarter. So I think it's very important for international brands to attend conferences like that and to be a part of the ecosystem here in China.
In June, the company announced its collaboration with the Sanjiangyuan National Park in Qinghai Province to work on preserving ecological and biological diversity, which is its first ever corporate social responsibility program outside North America. Zhang Shuxuan, Money Talks.